Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Mayer Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah begins, Ein Noisin Noshin B'mayid. It is Asr to get married during Chalamayid. Loi Psulais. It's Asr to marry a girl that was never married. V'loi Almanais. An Almana is a woman who lost her husband. A woman whose husband already passed away. He can't marry her on Chalamayid either. V'loi Miyavmin. If a person dies without children, there is a mitzvah on one of his brothers to marry the Almana. That's called Yivam. But it can't be done on Chalamayid. What does this mean? Because it's a simcha? Isn't it good to be besimcha on Yom Tov? Isn't that what we want? Well, the answer is yes, but we want the simcha of Yom Tov. And Chazal tell us, Ein ma'arvim simcha besimcha. We don't want to mix up two different kinds of simcha. Chazal dashen v'samachta b'chagecha. B'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. You see, when you mix two simchas together, you don't really have the full appreciation for each simcha. He won't have the full simcha sayamtiv because he's thinking about getting married. And he won't have the full simcha of getting married because he's really thinking about the yamtiv. Vaitra's like the Mishnah, will machzer hu es girushasai. Let's say he divorced his wife and now he wants to remarry her, which he can do as long as he's not a kayin. Because a kayin can't marry a grusha. But if he's not a kayin, he can remarry his wife. That he can do even during chalamayid because that's not such a great simcha like a new wife. Avul Machso, he can take back Eskirushasa, his divorced wife. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Oise Isha Tachshiteha B'mayid. It's mutter for a woman to put on all different kinds of makeup on Yom Tov. It's considered a tzarech aguf. It's like Eichel Nefesh. It's like just like you can cook food to eat. So for her, this is just as important. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, there's one thing we don't want her to do. Loi Sasud. They used to put a kind of lime on their skin. And after a while, it made the skin look nice. But when the actual lime is on the skin, it doesn't look very nice. It's just the opposite. It doesn't look nice at all. So, loy sasid, we don't want you to put on the sidim nesha nivulhula. It's a tsar for her. She would only do it to look good later. But we don't want her to have tsar on Yom Tov. So again, we learned in our Mishnah that one cannot get married on Chalamayid. Whether it's a woman that was never married or an almana, it cannot even be miyavim. Because it's a simcha. And ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. We don't want to mix up two different types of simchas. There's a simcha of Yom Tov, there's a simcha of getting married. Each has its own time. He could take back a woman that he divorced, which he's allowed to do if he's not a kayin. We learned that a woman can make her tachshitim, her makeup. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, there was one thing they used to do where they would smear lime on themselves, which was very unpleasant. That didn't look nice at all. But they would do it because eventually it made the skin look nice, but that you can't do. Achal hamayit. Chazal didn't want her to engage in an act which is painful or tsar now because later it's going to look better. Actually, in the Gemara, we find four reasons for the Isser of getting married during Yom Tov. One is, like we explained, Ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. Don't mix up two different kinds of simcha. Another reason is, we're scared. He won't be Isaac in the simcha of Yom Tov at all. He'll only be Isaac in the wedding. Another reason is, sometimes there's such a big tircha to prepare a sudas and a suyin, that he won't have any koiches left, really, or maybe any time left for the tircha of Simchas Hamayit. And a fourth reason is, if you were allowed to get married on Yom Tov, everybody would wait for Yom Tov to get married. So you can have one Suda, both for Yom Tov and for the marriage Suda. And that's going to push off the dates for Chasanas. And Chazal don't want to do that. They want the Simcha to be as early as possible.